The Medieval Times. Days of knights and dragons, lost princesses and magicians, soaring cathedrals and looming castles. These medieval times were filled with heroic tales. There's the legend of Arthur, the boy who pulled the sword from the stone and became king, and Merlin, the great magician and truth seeker. Musically, the Middle Ages were a fascinating mix of influences from Asia, Africa, and Europe. Medieval rhythms, melodies, and instrumentation sound remarkably similar to today's Celtic and world music. We can only guess what kind of music King Arthur listened to in his court during the 5th century. After all, it took another 400 years after King Arthur's time for musical notation to develop. The classical kids' recording, Song of the Unicorn, takes you on a musical journey through medieval times. In this classical kids' story, a beautiful queen falls mysteriously ill. Her children are sent deep into the forest to find her only cure, the legendary unicorn. Along the way, they meet the magician Merlin, the great King Arthur, and his powerful sister, Morgan Le Fay. Narrated by Academy Award-winning actor Jeremy Irons, Song of the Unicorn is a captivating story and an enhanced CD. Put Song of the Unicorn in your computer, and you'll discover an interactive collection of music, games, pictures, and activities. For that, you'll have to wait to buy the CD. As for the story, the stage is now set for Classical Kids' Song of the Unicorn.
Once upon a time, a young queen fell mysteriously ill. The people were sad, for she had a kind heart and was well loved throughout the land. The king was heartbroken. He sent for the healers and he sent for the priests, but none could find a cure. Not even the sweet air from the hills, which gently stirred the curtains of the queen's bedchamber, could cool her feverish brow. And this was not all. A curious silence had descended upon the land. Birds stopped singing, sheep broke loose from their shepherds and scattered to the hills, cows would not give milk, even the bees in the meadows were silent. Families closed their doors against the drifting mists. One night, when all hope seemed lost, a great white owl flew through the window of the royal bedchamber. He perched on the canopy bed and looked down gravely upon the queen. Then his eyes glowed brilliantly as he spoke to the king.
Listen well, your highness. Those you love best must be sent into the great forest to find the unicorn. These are gentle, healing creatures who can absorb poisons and drive away sickness. But only those who are pure of heart can approach them. I, sir, your children, Owen and Megan. I give you this coin necklace engraved with the picture of a lyre. It will protect your children and be a sign to those who can help. Tell them the unicorns live to the west, in the land of the old ones, where earth meets the sea.
Stretching his wings, the owl turned and disappeared, flying off into the midnight sky. The next morning, the king called his children to him and told them what had happened. One anxious glance at their frail mother warned them that time was desperately short. Kissing their parents goodbye, Owen and Megan rushed down into the courtyard. The castle was awakening with preparations for their journey. Their father had arranged an escort to the edge of his kingdom, to the beat of the drums, the royal procession moved out across the drawbridge, banners snapping in the brisk summer breeze. The children darted between the snorting horses and soldiers of their father's royal guard, then burst into the fields, now sparkling dew bright in the rising sun. When the royal guard could go no further, the children were left alone in an eerie stillness. Owen brought out his recorder and Megan her lute. Now, only an occasional human voice could be heard, sounding strangely hollow in the distance. That was when they heard the wooden wheels of a peddler's wagon coming up the road.
Why so sad, my little pigeons?
Oh, you wouldn't understand.
Try me. You learn a lot when you live for centuries. I might be able to help.
Centuries? Go away, old man. We do not wish to hear...
About your mother.
You know?
Aye. But if you do not wish to speak to me, then poof, I shall disappear.
Oh, let us pass, sir. We must find a... Owen, please. There's no point in telling him.
As you please, my princess.
In the instant the children turned, the old man disappeared. Frightened and confused, they walked on. As the sun began to set, the footpaths narrowed. Crossing a bridge, Megan leaned over the wooden railing and stared down into the black, murky water.